Shalom Aleichem, everybody. In the last year, we discussed the three korbanos that each individual must bring when they come to the Beis HaMikdash on any of the Shalosh Regalim, the Olas Re'iya, the Chagiga, and the Shalmei Simcha. The whole experience in the Beis HaMikdash, coming to the Beis HaMikdash, and learning and growing from the Avoda in the Beis HaMikdash, and davening in the Beis HaMikdash with the rest of Klal Yisrael, it's all remarkable and unforgettable. And there's more to that environment. For example, the Gemara in Maseches Pesachim Daf Nun Zayin Amud Aleph describes how there were golden plates as thick as gold coins on the walls of the Beis HaMikdash that were one amma by one amma in size. And they were there to beautify and to give honor to the Beis HaMikdash. And the Gemara says that when people came to the Beis HaMikdash on the Shalosh Regalim, the Kohanim would remove the tablets, take them out of the Beis HaMikdash, and place them in an open area just outside of the Azara, the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash. And as the Ole Regel would come to Yerushalayim, they would see the incredible and memorable craftsmanship and artistry of those tablets. And not only that, the Gemara in Maseches Chagiga Daf Chavav Amud Beis and the Rambam in Hilchos Metame Mishkav Umoshav Perek Yud Aleph Halacha Yud Aleph describe how the Shulchan, the table in the Beis HaMikdash that held the 12 Lechem HaPanim, would be brought out and shown to the Ole Regel. And the Kohanim would lift the Shulchan with the Lechem HaPanim, and the Kohanim would say to the Ole Regel, look at the Lechem HaPanim, look how fresh the bread is. It's a miracle. The bread is as fresh today as it was when it was first put on the Shulchan this past Shabbos. So this is all an inkling of the atmosphere in the Beis HaMikdash during the Shalosh Regalim, which you and I will, Amir Tzashem, experience soon. And while all of this is happening, communal korbanos are brought as well. And the Ole Regel see these korbanos and learn from them and are inspired by them. First, there is the Korban Tamid. We will discuss the Korban Tamid in greater detail, Amir Tzashem, in future Shiurim. But for now, it's important to note that no matter what day it is, even a Yontif, the first and last korbanos of the day, the first and last korbanos of the day is always the Korban Tamid. And then after the Tamid is brought, more korbanos are brought as well. First, there is the Korban Musaf, the unique korbanos tzibur, the communal korbanos that are brought on special days. When we say Musaf in our davening, on Shabbos, on Rosh Chodesh, on Yontif, etc., that reminds us of the Musaf that is brought on each of those days. Every Korban Musaf throughout the year is discussed in Parshas Pinchas, and it's described in our Tfilos. The Korban Musaf for Shavuos is described there in Sefer Bamidbar Perek Chavches. It's the same as the Musaf for Pesach, and it involves bringing two bulls and one ram and seven sheep. In addition, a Korban Mincha is brought as well, made from fine wheat flour, and a goat is also brought as a communal Korban Chatas. That is the Musaf that is brought on Shavuos, and as I mentioned, on Pesach too. And in addition to all that, the Torah tells us in Parshas Emor Sefer Vayikra Perek Chav Gimel, beginning in Pasuk Tazayin, that a special and unique Korban is brought on Shavuos called the Shtei HaLechem, the two loaves of bread. We will discuss the Shtei HaLechem in more detail next time, Amir Tzashem. But for now, I would add that in addition to the Shtei HaLechem, more korbanos are brought on Shavuos specifically. Seven sheep, one bull, and two rams are brought. One goat as a korban chatas, and two sheep as shlamim are also brought. And finally, korbanos mincha are brought, and wine is poured on the corner of the Mizbeach. And again, I'll say parenthetically, we will discuss that in the future when we discuss the Korban Tamid. And with all of these korbanos, the Beis HaMikdash was very, very busy on the Shalosh Regalim. In fact, it was so busy that the Mishnah in the fifth perek of Maseches Sukkah and the Rambam in Hilchos Klei HaMikdash Perek Dalid tell us that even though the Kohanim are usually divided into 24 groups, they're called Mishmaros, and the Avoda in the Beis HaMikdash is divided equally among those 24 Mishmaros, that's usually true, but on the Shalosh Regalim, It's all hands on deck. Any Kohen from any Mishmar is allowed and encouraged to work in the Beis HaMikdash on the Shalosh Regalim. So that is the phenomenal environment of the Beis HaMikdash on Shavuos. All the Kohanim are there bringing the communal korbanos. All of the Olei Regel are there bringing their personal korbanos. The Levim are singing and playing their instruments, and everyone is davening together in and around the Beis HaMikdash. And some of the kelim and decorations of the Beis HaMikdash are brought out to look at. And the poor people are eating with us, as I described last time, enjoying Hashem's blessings and discussing His miracles and His kindness. All of us doing that together. All of Klal Yisrael doing that together. And with all this excitement and spirituality, and because of all this excitement and spirituality, we sleep over in Yerushalayim. As I mentioned when discussing the Bikurim, there's a requirement of lina, of sleeping over in Yerushalayim after we visit the Beis HaMikdash. We don't just come to the Beis HaMikdash and run away, chas v'shalom. Coming to the Beis HaMikdash is an experience that must stay with us for long after we return home. And God willing, we will all experience all of this very soon in Mirtz Hashem. Next time, God willing, we'll discuss the Shtei HaLechem. And in the meantime, have an amazing day. I will see you next time at the Mikdash.